podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they're talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and babble. Cheers.
It's getting hot. It's hot out.
Super hot.
Yeah, the seagulls were all in a line out in the parking lot in the shade of the light pole. It was kind of fun. They were all, and they kept slowly.
Oh, because they were like, yep, fuck the heat.
Yeah. Yep. And we're out of the heat here. Welcome back to the Basement Bar, Beers and Babble. We have a wonderful show tonight. We have a fantastic guest. I am so excited. Very old friend and previous boss. Taught me everything I know is with a hardware repair. Justin McKinnon, owner of 1UP Games. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here.
Heck yeah. Yeah, we're excited to have you for sure.
Yep. Normally, when we start this podcast, we like to talk about like what you've recently been watching, what you've been listening to, and everything like that. If you want to start us out, like what you've been watching on TV or listening to music-wise or podcast-wise or what you've been doing recently.
Lately, I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks. So
nice. Yeah, there you go.
Principles of Persuasion by Cialdini. That's what I'm about halfway through right now. Cool. That's been really interesting.
Just like stuff like that, like self-help books type of deal?
Mostly business related.
Nice.
I finished Clockwork, which is really interesting about automating and just getting systems in place for the business to kind of run itself.
Nice. Hell yeah. Yeah. Bringing in the robots.
Yeah.
No, that's cool, man. I listened to two audiobooks too in the last couple of weeks. The Anxious Generation, which I think I talked about last time, and then I'm almost finished with The Go-Giver Marriage. Nice. I love the Go-Giver series. It's a great business book. Back in 2008, Bob Berg, The Go-Giver, it's real cool. But then they do Go-Giver Leadership and Go-Giver this, and they came out with Go-Giver Marriage. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Got to listen to that one.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Is there a website that you guys normally get this on, or do you like pay for it?
Audible.
Audible. I've been doing the same thing.
Is that like, do you pay for it up front, or do you pay by the book?
$15 a month.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. You can get like any.
And then you get audiobook. You get one credit per month for a book, but then you can also buy more books.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
I did the subscription, but I found that I wouldn't listen to a book in an entire month, and then you end up spending more for the subscription than if you were to just buy the book outright.
There
so
you go.
Something to watch out for.
Yeah. Because
it might be $20 for the book, and mm-hmm. you know, if you're not going to for sure get through it in an entire month, yeah.
Then you're out here paying $30 for a $20 book.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah, I don't do much audiobook listening to, but I kind of want to dig into that realm a little bit. But I do listen to a shit ton of music, and you just showed me some music that we got to listen to.
I just introduced him to Epica. We were listening to the Classical Conspiracy 2009 album when they were in Prague.
Yeah, that's sweet.
It was cool.
That's my type of music. That's what I listen to, like that Yes Genesis type feel, you know? And when he showed me that, I was
symphonic,
like, oh, God,
progressive
metal sweet.
type stuff.
Yeah, like polyphonic spree type shit. I like that stuff. And that's who I've been listening to recently is polyphonic.
Oh, really?
Spree. Yeah, I love them. So
that's funny.
They're good stuff. But so welcome, Justin. Jesus, who are you? What do you do? How'd you know Eddie? Like, what brought you here?
Yeah, we played in a band back in the day.
Yeah, sweet. That's where we met. It was this like avant-garde jazz band where we only had one rehearsal, and we practiced playing the Cowboy Bebop theme song.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah. Cuz you played bass, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, and I was playing sax. I think was it Kristen Maynard? Was that the connection playing trumpet or something?
Oh, I think honestly, that's how I heard it. I don't even remember. It's been so long.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was 06, 07, something like that.
Oh. So that was the first time you guys met then.
Might have even been 05.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was sooner. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, we've known each other a long time.
Yeah, very long. Yeah. Wow. Holy smokes. What else you do? Like, that's how you met Eddie, so where did that take you?
Because
usually when you meet him, it leads you somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I did the band thing for a while, and I kind of realized that I didn't like to practice, and it was a lot of work.
Yeah, right.
So
I feel
kind of plateaued with that, and then I realized that once I got into fixing stuff, like you kind of develop that analytical mindset where you, when you troubleshoot something and you problem solve, and all of that kind of just builds up. And once you really understand the approach for that, you can fix almost anything. And it's not something you have to practice. It's just something that you understand and you do.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons that I really like that. Like even with soldering, you don't have to solder every day. Like once you understand the techniques, then you can just do it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, because you worked for American Games,
American Amusements.
American Amusements, yeah, beforehand. You're like the leading pinball machine, old school arcade game expert in Michigan, right?
There's a lot of old timers that have been doing it longer than I have, but there's a lot of unique things that I've fixed as well. So right now in my shop, I've got a pinball machine called the Rotation 8,
ooh,
and it's a sit-down cocktail cabinet. And when you push start, the whole play field rotates to whichever player is sitting
sweet
in front of it.
Oh, that's holy wild.
Yeah. So they're really rare. And it, not only do you have all the normal pinball stuff that wears out and goes bad, then you also have that whole rotation mechanism that is completely unique to that machine. So the guy down in Ann Arbor that had me come out there for a house call for it, he tried some of the old timers, and they wouldn't even come out to look at it.
Oh, crazy.
Wow. Just because they're like, yeah, that's something special I wouldn't even know how to do. Shit like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's I've always sweet admired that about Justin, where he never backed down from a challenge. Yeah. Seriously. Like, yeah, there'd be some crazy stuff that would have walked in the shop. And he's like, oh, no, yeah, we can figure this out. We got this. Pull up schematics and stuff and, like, look at it. Like, oh, yeah, it's this thing right here. And then go at her and get it fixed. Might take a couple hours, but, you know. Get her going. We need to have you. I got to have you come look at the golden tee back there. The power supply went out, and then I tried to replace it, and then it went again. So I was like, oh cool, there's something else in there. Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah.
I was like, I need Justin.
He did say that a while back. Yeah. He's like, I'm having him on the show, and I'm going to recruit him to come back and look at it.
Yeah. We'll pay you for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah, I fixed a lot of those in my day, so hopefully it isn't anything too crazy.
The worst part is that the key, when I bought it, they didn't have the keys. So we have to, like, drill out the keyhole in the back to get it open. Because I was reaching through the coin slot, getting all that, and that was probably my first mistake.
So I bought the John Wick pinball machine a couple months ago.
Oh, sweet.
And I apparently took the keys home, and they went through the wash, and I didn't realize that.
Oh, no.
And we needed to get in there. So I ended up using a flathead screwdriver and my belt knife, and I forced the lock open, and we ended up just rekeying it. So
there you go.
We we might be able to just use some brute force and get that open.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Actually take a look at it. Yeah, get it fixed, because I love Golden Tee, man. That's a fun game.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How old? What year is that one?
That, it's, I think it's a 2003, 2002, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. It was working for like a month, and it was great.
Yeah,
we had it right
awesome
here. And then it died.
So shit the bed.
Moved over there.
We're like, until later.
The graveyard corner.
Yep, with the foosball.
Now you see them nowadays, and it's like you just got the ball and all your controls, and then it's like a flat screen TV. It's like brand new.
Yeah,
like
they're not the old CRTs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all probably just like, I don't know, settings-wise on a damn TV. Now that's like a real machine.
Yeah, really. There's like three knobs to control the color and the vertical lines and all that, and get the fun stuff.
It is fun.
It's good.
So fixing machines, that led you to what?
Yeah, so when I worked for American Amusements, I was the lead bench technician, and it was pinball machines, arcade game, jukeboxes, shuffleboard tables, some crazy stuff even.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked it because it was like you'd show up to this random bar or campground or whatever, mm-hmm, and like, yeah, this thing's broken. And never worked on one of those before. No schematics. The company's been out of business for 10 years. Yeah. And so, like, the same thing. You just analytical approach and go through it and troubleshoot it and use any prior resources. They're kind of like, you know, tools in your belt or whatever, and you figure it out. So
start from the beginning.
Yeah, a lot of those they're fairly similar as far as, like, how the circuits go, you know. It's there's not a lot of deviation. There's some into when you get into the custom things, but a lot of it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Not like today. There's so much in these phones and computers and everything. I remember doing the iPhone 6S backlight, the like speck of dust size filter that you'd have to. Oh, Jesus.
Right.
Yeah.
Those things get too tiny sometimes.
Yep.
That's why I pass them all to you. It's like, ah, it doesn't work. It's
yeah,
broken.
I know. I fixed his iPhone or his Apple Watch 2 weeks ago, and he smashed it again this weekend. And I was like, oh, great. Sounds great.
I don't even know how I did it either. I walked up, and I was like, yeah, it's right here. And I said, oh. It's just completely cracked. It went up to Eddie. I was like, I want to cry right now. He's like, it's okay.
We'll get you again.
Yeah, fucking do it again. Yeah. He's like, even though I hate repairing these, I'm like, I'm sorry. I was like, I didn't mean it.
I feel the same way about iPads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, shit. Yeah. Not again.
Never fun.
No.
Yeah, like the one day I remember I was working at the shop in Bay City and doing an iPad, and I think it was a charge port. And I'm soldering the charge port back on, and I slipped and stabbed the battery. And the battery caught fire, and I was like, shit, shit, shit. And I went out of the parking lot and put it in the parking lot. And Justin was like, you know, what the fuck? You need to blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I know. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole, whatever. Literally 2 days later, you just hear, shit, shit, shit. That's because he fucking stabbed the battery. And I was like, see? He's like, all right. I'm sorry.
Battery fires. Fun times. Yeah.
That's yep. crazy. They just whoosh.
Oh, yeah.
Good job,
yep.
Apple.
Yep. You got to be careful.
Making houses safe. Oh, man.
So you great times.
You own a business.
I
That's
do.
What I hear.
Yep. Yeah. So we've been in business since 2013. I opened up the second store out in Saginaw in 2020.
Nice. Yeah, that store is real nice too. And the redo to the Bay City is. I mean, both of them. Like, you moved from your original location, and now your stores are just gorgeous. That first one wasn't bad, but these new ones are real nice.
Yeah, we were pretty crunched for space. We were trying to carry some new product lines, and I think I'm real good at finding optimal ways to fit things in there, and yeah. I couldn't figure out anything else to do with it. We just needed more space. So it was time to move. We got into the esports, so we do a lot of different events there. We do
nice.
Different tournaments every single mm-hmm. weekend. Then we've been doing Dungeons and Dragons and board game nights and stuff like that.
That's sweet.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's yeah, awesome. Colin loves going every time Saturdays. He likes going playing the tournaments there in Bay City.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, won a few times. Anytime it's Mario Kart, that dude takes it home.
Yeah, nice.
Because he's on esports in high school.
And, okay, gotcha.
And doing Mario Kart and stuff. So he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go hustle the kids at 1UP.
It's like, hell yeah, you are. It's my boy.
Yeah, but yeah, you guys, you got like Warhammer in there now and figurines and board games. Yeah, one of the biggest selections of board games in the area, too. It's massive. It's super cool.
So you have two open then?
Two stores, correct.
Okay, yep. I only knew about the one. That's sweet.
Yeah, they're nice. Green Acres Plaza there by the Kroger in Saginaw.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. Good shit. That's awesome. No, I love your shop. That's awesome.
Thanks.
That's good stuff. And when did you start that? Like, how old were you when you did that?
I would have been 27, I believe.
Okay. Hell so you yeah. just, you, and that's when you left the America Enterprise or
American
Entertainment
Amusements.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I worked.
I forget.
I worked the job while I was doing the startup for the first year. So I was doing probably 80 hours a week between the two.
Jeez.
So yeah, it was a lot of work and just trying to grow it and build it and figure out things as I went along.
Nice.
One of the things looking back on it is I put so much emphasis on being the best technician that I could, which. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I mean, that was why I went into it. I enjoy fixing things. But there was probably a few areas where I could have been a better owner. And there's some stuff that, in hindsight, I overlook. So I'm trying to get some of my focus shifted and really, nice. Really focus on that now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah,
that's cool. To grow, to understand that and grow and just become a better person. Like, that's super cool, man. Yeah. I'm proud of you. That's awesome. Sweet. That really is really cool.
Because it's got to be different from doing your own thing and knowing how to do everything. And now you're at the top. Now you want everybody to be able to, you know, do that stuff. That's really cool.
Yeah, two stores awesome. And the whole staff, sales associates, and repair technicians, and even like you said earlier, Eddie, about something random would come in and I'd fix it. But I mean, you get so many random things, like you can't teach everybody to fix completely random things.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that's been a little of a struggle, is to be able to say, if it's something that only I can personally do, then maybe it's not worth our time to be able to have somebody else that's trainable to be able to handle that. then if they can handle it, then it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Making systems and that duplicatability, that's a great way to be able to pass it on so that they're not, it's not so reliant on you, and you can, you know, enjoy fun things like your family and vacations and stuff and not have to worry.
Podcast with you.
And podcast, to be able to be here instead of, absolutely. That's, your kids have to be big now. It's been a while. How old are they now?
My stepson is 15.
Holy cow.
And then my older boys are 11 and 8, and we've got a 3-year-old now as well.
Wow. Oh, wow. Congrats, man. Thank you. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I always think about you when I drive by. I'm like, oh, shit, I wonder how him and Val are doing, man. Like,
yeah.
It's been a while.
Good.
Yeah. I know. I haven't seen it. You've been helping out in Saginaw, and I don't venture out that too much. And so we pop into Bay City once in a while and just haven't seen you around in a bit. Saw Mark a few times, though.
Nice.
Yeah, Marky Mark.
Is there a, was it difficult when you did open up that second store to, like, I don't know, like, schedule your time differently? You know, because instead of just having one main project, you had to split the difference?
We had a pretty good team when it came down to that point. Okay. So I felt pretty comfortable leaving them to be able to pretty much manage the Bay City store without me. And I'd still check in, you know, we still got inter-store communication.
Right.
We do a lot of vendor orders where they'd ship to Saginaw and we'd kind of balance the inventory out, spread it to Bay City.
Gotcha.
So there was still plenty of communication. I just wasn't boots on the ground as much over there. And I spent most of my time in Saginaw.
Well, that's good that you had that crew there, you know what I mean? So you're focused
on that. Yeah, because that's running well in Bay City, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So now with all this free time, what do you like doing? What do you... You have any fun hobbies or any vacation things you like to do? Or
we usually do a decent amount of camping. So we go to the Bay City State Park a couple times a year with my wife's family.
Heck yeah.
So they've got all their aunts and uncles and cousins, like all these kids that all get together. We'll have probably 8 campsites all next to each other.
Oh, wow.
So,
Hell yeah.
Taking like a whole
so
loop.
It's a cool time.
That's fun.
Yeah. That's this guy's thing, man.
Yeah.
Camping. That camper out front, that's Spencer's.
Yep. I just picked that up recently. So.
Okay.
Me and the lady got that, and then I owned a Jeep Compass at the time, and I'm like, shit, I need something to haul that. So then I had to go out and buy a truck, you know.
You have to be able to tow it.
Yeah. It was fun though. The day we picked up that
literally
trailer,
cart before the horse.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. But my dad's got a nice truck, and I was like, Dad, I really want this, you know. Blah blah blah. And he's like, fine, you can use my truck, but just start looking, you know. And luckily, that fell in my lap a couple weeks later. But it was funny when I picked up that trailer. We picked it up from, I think, Bloomington Hills down in Detroit.
Okay.
Or down near Detroit anyway. And I took it straight to the state park. I didn't even go home, nothing like that. We picked it up and went straight camping.
Nice.
So it was
break
fun.
It in.
Yeah, I enjoyed it immediately. I was like, I've never owned a trailer before, but my girl's parents have done it their whole lives, you know, and I've gone camping with them enough to know how to deal with a trailer, and now I'm pretty good at it. I like it.
Yeah, it's real nice.
Yep.
He's been doing work on the inside.
Yeah.
And remodeling certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Got it up and running now. I know it was funny this weekend. Eddie didn't, well, he told me the next morning, but we had the TV going. I was watching The Office while I was falling asleep because we did this whole like camp out thing here. And he was like, yeah, I was walking by to go to my car and I saw The Office and I was like, oh shit, I like this episode. And he stayed there like watching for like 5 minutes outside.
I was trying to not be that creepy, but it was still kind of creepy just like staring through their window watching The Office.
The window starts fogging
up. Yeah.
Yeah, nose on the glass. Like, how did this nose print get here, man? I'm sorry, you had The Office on.
It's got the beard print afterwards.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't see us, so that's good.
Oh, but. Yeah. I wasn't trying. And it wasn't moving, so.
Yeah. So it was good. It was all good. I was probably slumped because it takes me about 20 seconds to fall asleep after drinking like that. But,
right.
Oh, man. This weekend was wild. We had a whole, like I told you, just camp out party thing. And
yeah, we'll get Smeagfest, man.
Yeah.
We'll get there. That's the last call of Smeagfest.
Yeah, it was wild.
But speaking of drinking, about that time.
I think it is about that time.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week, huh?
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
beer, yeah. Beer of the week.
The 5G around my brain. That's the, like the old school speakers. You remember the cell phones that every time you get a phone call, you knew you were about to get a call beforehand.
Yeah.
It would start kicking in. All right. Beer of the week. Okay, this week we have Samuel Adams Oktoberfest It's a 5.3% ABV, 16 IBU. It's one of my favorite beers. Cheers.
Cheers. Huh?
Cheers.
Yeah, I like this Oktoberfest. Usually, I love it, but I just like it this year.
Smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a little different. I don't know
why. A
little
bit. I'm going to go 4.75.
Oh, so you really like it, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my absolute favorite beers, but it's not as full this year.
Yeah, no.
It's, yeah, and even the brewmaster of Sam Adams came out and was like, we're sorry. We're going to sell it at a discounted price.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, we fucked up. Sorry. Like, but, yeah, not
it's still
bad.
Really good, yeah.
Get it from Ideal Party Store, where all the fancy beers can be found.
Absolutely.
You can see Ideal on Johnson and Salzburg. It's where we got the keg this weekend, too.
Yeah.
They were very, very nice. Gave us good price on the keg.
I just got a bottle of Basil Hayden's Dark Rye from there.
Ooh. Oh, did you?
Really good.
Hell yeah.
Whiskey, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We love the folks over at Ideal.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
They do carry a lot of good stuff in that. They're starting to get more and more and more in the Bay City store, too. Like they're starting
the the one on Salisbury.
Yeah.
I know we've tried almost everything on Johnson Street.
Yeah.
We drank them out of it. So we got to go over to see the folks at Salisbury start getting all their stuff.
Yeah,
that's where we usually go.
Is it? Yep.
And then Cork and Ale out in Saginaw, they've got a really good selection.
Yes, they
too.
Do.
Yeah, Cork and Ale is great. Mm-hmm. It's a ways out there.
Have you ever been? Don't they have one in Midland too? Because I think I was right down the street when I lived there. I thought they had Cork and Ale.
They do have one out there. I tried to go out there once, and apparently we were there too early, and they weren't open yet.
Oh, really?
Oh, weird.
So we ended up just going to the one in Saginaw.
It's definitely way smaller than the one in Saginaw. It's just like this little thing. They don't. I'm not going to say they don't carry as much, but it's just smaller stores, so smaller selection type of deal. They can't fit everything on the shelves, but
makes sense.
Yeah, I do like the one in Saginaw. That's a good.
What are you giving it?
This is a flat 4 for me.
Flat 4 for you?
I like it. It would be a 4.5 if it was last year. But
What about you, Justin?
I'd say probably a 4.2.
4.2?
Yeah.
All right. Heck yeah.
It was pretty good, though.
Yeah. It's not bad. I can have 2 or 3 of those without coming up to say hello.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Now get me on those cherry wheats, and I'm done, man.
See, I don't care for the cherry wheat.
Really? Oh,
I don't,
man.
Yeah, I'm not a cherry wheat guy.
Yep.
And so
with a snack. They give you the 2 maraschino cherries at the bottom, man. I love it.
Yeah,
you get a snack. You don't even have to order dinner. You know? Depends how many beers you have, but it works like that.
Yeah,
it's good for one. Any more than that, it gets too sweet.
that's very true too.
Yeah,
it's a good starter beer for me.
Well, after Beer of the Week, we have Beer Trivia.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Basement Bar Beers and Battle bring to you Beer Trivia.
All right.
You'll be good at this because I suck at these questions. I really do.
We'll see.
I still haven't gotten one right, I don't think.
Yeah. So I'm gonna ask the question, and then first person to shout out the right answer wins.
All right.
What do you win? You win a sip of beer. No. Sorry, we're not that cool. We don't have to. What is the strongest beer, strongest ABV beer in the world?
Is it a stout?
No, I know, but well.
Oh, is it a bourbon barrel aged stout? What is it? No, never mind. Answer. Go ahead. Because I didn't know.
What's the name of it? What's the name of the beer?
Oh, like you actually want to know the name?
Yeah. What's the strongest beer in the world?
Okay. Do you have an answer?
I don't know.
I'm going to say Rebaeus.
No.
Oh.
You don't know?
No.
It's Snake Venom.
Oh.
Okay.
Aptly named Snake Venom by Scottish Brewery Brewmeister.
That was a hard one, dude.
Yeah, it is a 67.5% ABV.
Jesus.
It's 135 proof beer. Yeah.
That's insane.
Goes through a brewing process focused on concentrating alcohol, plus some added ethanol. For reference, most spirits like vodka and stuff are like 40%.
Yeah.
It's 67.5.
That's crazy.
Yep, it's a Scottish beer.
So that's a beer spiked with more alcohol.
Yeah.
It's more like a cocktail.
No kidding.
How does that even count?
Yeah. Yep.
That's ridiculous.
The snake venom.
Oh.
I'd try it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd try a sip. Could you imagine housing a bottle of that? You'd be hammered.
Yeah.
That's like put it in a shot glass and go, here you go. Here's your beer. You know, you're fine after that. Jesus.
Yeah. Speaking of trying stuff, Justin would always get me to try stuff.
Yeah.
Either at the store or parties at his house or whatever, he'd just come up and be like, here, taste this. And it would be literally the hottest fucking thing in the world.
Oh, really?
It's like...
Big spice guy, huh?
He brought me a chip one time, and it had some, like, red dust on it. And he's like, hey, try this chip, man.
Oh.
It's really good. And I was like, what is it? As I take a bite, he goes, volcano dust. And I was like, the fuck is that? And I just started crying. And he's like, oh, it's so good. And he's eating handfuls of this shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this dude's
5 different peppers all mixed together.
Jesus.
Yeah, this dude's an animal. He can eat literally the hottest. He'll just, like, eat habaneros. Like, he's crazy, man.
And your asshole is still intact after that? Like,
I'm starting to get old.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's
getting a little worn down. Yeah.
Finally catching up.
That's crazy. Have you ever been to the Pepper Palace?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you would love it. Especially the little taste testers. They give you a little spoon. Fuck. After like one thing of the, I think it was like the bomb or something like that. I've had that before. Shit my fucking pants. And I was like, oh my God, I got to go.
Yeah, Dave's insanity sauce put me out for 45 minutes one time.
I did the suicide challenge out at Sporty's Wing Shack.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd sit down, you got to sign a waiver. And so I'm drinking a beer.
You know, right there, you should just leave, man. Come on.
And so, yeah, I sign the waiver, and I'm drinking a beer, and I'm watching the guy go into the back room. And so he's got, like, an armful of different sauces. And so there was Dave's Insanity sauce and, like, a gallon of Tabasco sauce and a bunch of stuff that I didn't even recognize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I start casually eating them because I enjoy spicy food.
Yeah.
And compared to, like, the Blazing Wings at Buffalo Wild Wings, I'd be able to eat like 8 or 10 of them before, you know, it starts to water my eyes a little bit.
Yeah. The Blazin', you mean?
Yeah, the Blazin'.
8 or 10 of them?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. That scares me.
Yeah.
I don't think he has
There's
any.
Not even flavor in that. Yeah. It's just anger.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go.
So, yeah. So I'm casually eating these things and I'm in 5 and I'm in pain. I'm just tears are running down my face at this point. So I ate one more. I'm like, I ate 6. I'm done.
Yeah.
Out of 11, I can't do this.
Yep.
So they give you a little shot of dish soap because the capsaicin is so concentrated in those oils that if you just use regular soap and you wash your hand, you know, you go pee afterwards, that heat is just going to stick to your skin.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Now I see where the waiver comes
that
in.
That would be the shittiest hospital ride. You're just like,
Yeah. They're just like, yeah, and on the bottom in the fine print of the waiver, it says, if your penis is...
Don't touch your dick.
Yeah.
It'd be like number 1 on the list.
That's crazy.
Don't touch your eyes. Don't touch your dick.
Yeah.
If you die, it's not my fault.
Yeah, really.
Don't touch your dick. You'd be number 2 on that list.
I love
That's
it.
Funny.
So you're supposed to eat 11. That was the challenge.
That's the challenge. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I hope there's a prize. Oh, you get them for free.
You get a free T-shirt.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I think they like put your picture on the wall or something.
Nice. Nice.
So yeah, I did that, and then I ended up dry heaving.
Oh no.
You know, I threw up until there's nothing left. Jeez. And so I'm hunched over this toilet for like 45 minutes.
Oh no.
And then we went to my wife Val's Christmas party at her mom's house.
Right
so
after?
She was super pissed off because I look like shit. I've been throwing up for the last 45 minutes. And then the next morning I woke up and it felt like I was pissing lava.
Oh.
See, I figured you would be, out of anybody, the one person to, like, actually complete that whole challenge. So that's wild that you only made it to 6. I mean, that's still, like, badass.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, that's, yeah. Has anybody ever beat it? Were there any photos on the wall?
There was a decent amount of people on the wall.
Oh, they cheated.
So,
yeah.
I mean, if I would have tried to competitively eat them where I was just quickly scarfing them down before that heat had a chance to build up, maybe I could have done it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't necessarily there to try to be on the wall.
Oh, you're just trying to get some food.
Yeah.
And you just had to go crazy. Something came over you and you're like, nah, I got it. Don't worry. I know we have the party later. Give me the fucking
suicide. It sounds delicious. Yeah. Let's do this.
That doesn't sound like it hurt a bit. That's crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm terrified because we have the fantasy football league. I'm doing one. And they think that that the loser out of everybody, all 12, has to do the, or 8, I think there's 8 in this one, has to do the Blazin' Challenge.
Okay.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm 0-2 right now, and I'm fucking scared.
Oh, no.
Because if I got to go to B-Dubs and eat these goddamn Blazin' Wings, I'm going to bring my own gallon of milk, you know, have one and be like, I did it.
Yeah, tag team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Tag me in.
There you go.
I
just give you a call.
Celebrity,
like, please.
Celebrity shot.
Yeah. And you're like, you know what? I'm hungry. Yeah, sure. Why not? That's just crazy.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Well, you know what? Scratch that. I can do spicy. I just don't want to, like, kill my mouth. Like, is there anything in there? Any nerves? Or you just fucking, you just go for it?
I feel like I still have a good amount of taste buds.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, you must, because as far as food goes, every St. Patty's Day, he would make this Irish stew, bring it in for everybody. And
corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, yeah, year. Yeah, yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, it was good stuff.
The classic.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I try to bring that into work every year. In 2021, I went to New York for a week for a micro-soldering class at iPad Rehab.
So you did that?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. We were looking into that when I was working at Media Reload. We looked into going out there, and the owner was like, well, I'll send one of you. And I was like, well, I don't want to go alone to New York. So we didn't. Yeah. But that looked super cool. Like, it was a whole you tell me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What happened?
The corned beef and cabbage, that was the only year that I wasn't there for it. Oh. So going alone, I was in an Irish pub eating corned beef and cabbage by myself. That was a little disappointing.
Nice. Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really amazing experience. You go through iPhone and iPad schematics and go through a lot of the troubleshooting steps and a lot of the signature issues. And then you'll have to replace some of these chips and repair some of these broken wires. So with a lot of them, with how small those components are, even under a microscope, it's challenging.
Yeah.
You'll have to run jumper wires that's thinner than human hair to replace some of these connections.
Jeez.
So, yeah, it was an awesome experience.
Yeah.
Rebuilding traces sucks. See,
that would be
I always hated that.
That'd be like the reason I'm bald. If I went to one of those, I can't deal with that stress like that. Yeah. I don't
troubleshooting, actually being able to learn to read the schematics and learn that's invaluable. That's, you know, 90% of the problem is trying to figure out what the fuck the problem is. Fixing it most of the time is easy, you know, but figuring out what the shit it is tricky. So that's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was iPhone and iPad focused. So it kind of like connected the dots for me for a lot of the issues of unrelated repairs that we were running into. So then all of that knowledge, I was able to kind of cross over into game console repair. And that's made a huge difference for a lot of stuff that was unrepairable or annoying to troubleshoot.
Yeah.
It just kind of clicked and makes sense. And so we've offered a whole new range of repairs because of that.
Hell yeah.
You just opened up a question for me, though. I do want to take it back. Do you have anything that has ever come to you that you were like, absolutely no? Like, is there anything that I could take to you right now and you're like, I'm not dealing with it? I'm not like repairing it? Or I know you're up for any challenge, but
where's the line?
Yeah.
Do you have like an Xbox that's covered in cat piss? Because I will absolutely not work on it.
Yeah, well, anything like that.
That sucked. We had one come in and we needed a reflow. And then we clean the shit out of it, but still, you put it on that reflow machine where it heats it up to reflow the solder balls underneath. And it just, the whole fucking store reeked. It was so bad. So, nope, not, all right.
So anything gross, disgusting like that?
You're cockroaches is the other thing. Mm. There's a couple times a year where, you know, apartment buildings or whatever, they get into season and you have to tote all of the stuff coming in to seal it just to make sure that those things don't overrun and infest your store.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, throw a rag of alcohol into a plastic bag, double bag it, leave it overnight, and then that fucking kills everything. But if you don't do that, then they're everywhere, and then it's a pain in the dick trying to get it out.
Yeah, of course.
Dude, it sucks. Man. Yeah. There was one time we were working on a TV over at the other store, and Connor opened the back, and it just went like a sea of fucking cockroaches came. Dude, he literally dropped the TV, walked the fuck out of the store, and that was it. He was like, this is your problem, and left. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
burn it down.
Yeah, dude, it sucked so bad.
That's crazy.
It was all that shit coming out of Flint, man. There's a lot from Burton and Flint. There were so many cockroaches.
I believe it, yeah.
No, thank you.
They're like, this isn't working. Maybe it's because you got a fucking, your console's infested with cockroaches.
It's all the lead water.
I think it was about a month ago we had somebody bring something into Saginaw, and it was an Xbox that it didn't turn on, and a cockroach literally crawled out of the vent, and the dude smashed it on the counter, and Mark was working. He's like, yeah, man, I'm not going to buy this. And he tried to argue with him. That wasn't a cockroach. That was a spider.
He's like, I'm looking at it. Jesus.
That's gross.
That's wild.
Two different sides to it. They're either, completely denying that there's no way that there was bugs in my system, or, Yeah, that makes sense. My roommate's got cockroaches.
Oh.
Like, no, your roommate doesn't have cockroaches.
Yeah, you
have cockroaches.
Oh, that's gross. That's gross.
What's the most difficult thing that ever came in? What was something that, like, it took you forever? What was the most challenging repair do you think you ever had?
So when I got back from iPad rehab and I was trying to translate those board level skills to game consoles,
yeah,
we've been seeing more issues with PlayStation 5s where they get the blue light of death. And so there's a whole extra set of diagnostic tools that have been developed that you can pull SysCon codes, like a board level error codes off of.
Using like the Pi with a UART thing and hooking the... Yeah. That's a pain in the dick. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. Just trying to understand, like, whether it's even fixable. So, there was a lot of repairs that I spent a lot of time troubleshooting to be sure that it was not fixable. So, it was worth it in the long run because now I have a record of all of the stuff that all of my techs know was a waste of time and to not waste any effort into it.
Yeah.
But getting to that point, There was a lot of days where at the end of it was like, man, I fucking spent 5 hours working on this thing.
Oh, jeez.
And
nothing to show for it. That sucks.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be, I'm not a good troubleshooter with shit like that. Yep.
Well, and I know we've been talking about repairs a lot because that's fun. That's like the meat, the gritty, but you guys have everything else with the board games and the video games and some of the cool shit that came in. I remember it was almost a complete collection of like the Sword Art, the dot hacks. The dot hacks came in and like all these rare games and everything. You guys, what's your favorite old game? Like old school game, what do you go to when you're gonna be playing something retro?
If I had to pick one single all time greatest favorite, that would be Earthbound for Super Nintendo.
Hell yeah.
I've beat that game probably 6 different times between the original console, the original cartridges as a kid, and emulators. I found a website that lets you play old PC games online, so I was dinking around with that.
Oh, nice.
And then I realized that they had a new Oregon Trail that came out a couple years ago.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
I didn't know that. That sounds awesome.
I put probably too many hours into it, and all of my people died of dysentery.
That's awesome.
I've got on our living room TV, if you don't touch it for, you know, so much time, a slideshow comes on of pictures or whatever. And excuse me, I threw a couple memes in there, and one of them is the Oregon Trail, and it's like, you have died of the Rona. Put that on while during 2020. It was fun.
That is awesome.
Yeah. What about you? What's your favorite old school game?
Old school game, if I'm playing with people, Super Smash Bros. Melee, specifically.
Yeah, Melee.
I loved Melee.
My opinion's the best.
Yeah, yep.
Love it.
Oh, man. Other than that, just like solo game.
That's how young he is. That's his old school. Well,
I mean, you could take it back to arcade games, but I'm just saying, like, that's what I grew up on. So if anybody's like, yo, we're just trying to throw it back a little bit, you want to come over and play Melee? I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll be there. I don't care who it is, you know? Let me get Marth and let me wreck your shit. You know?
Yep.
I don't know. My Marth skills would never go away. But, geez, if I'm playing by myself, this isn't old at all, but I love me some Skyrim if I'm playing alone.
Okay.
I love that style. I love that style game. That's why I'm really into Valheim right now, you know?
Nice.
The newer, like, Viking-aged, old-timey.
There you go.
I like moving it back, but that's a good game.
I think I've played all of 10 minutes of Skyrim.
Really?
Yeah.
Skyrim's good.
I don't even know how many hours. It's a lot.
Yeah. I love me some Skyrim, especially when they came out with the remastered version. I'm like, fuck yes. I was like, let's run it.
Right?
Let's run it. It took me back to my childhood. I loved it. But
Did you ever play that in VR?
Mm-mm.
I heard it was really cool.
Really?
Valheim?
I tried it. No, Skyrim.
Oh, in VR? Dude, that'd be wild.
Yeah, it'd be crazy. Yeah,
I remember the videos when Oculus, like, the prototype Oculus where they're standing in that fucking circle.
Oh, the circle thingy, and you could like move.
Yeah. They were doing it with Skyrim. That looked badass.
Yeah, that's insane. That'd be terrifying, but it'd be cool. You know what I mean?
I think it'd be terrifying where you play for a while and then you take your headset off and you realize that it's the next day.
Oh,
right? Dude, we used to do that shit when World of Warcraft first came out. Like, I distinctly remember being at Craig's house, and I think it was, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and his dad was like, hey, go to bed by 12. And we're like, all right. And so we fucking were playing World of Warcraft. Mm-hmm. And then at one point, Craig looked over. He's like, oh, shit, it's 12:30. We need to go to bed. And so we shut the game down or whatever. And then we go out of his room to use the bathroom. And the fucking sun hits us. I went, dude, it's 12:30. Like, we played for over like 14 hours. Oh, and he was like, oh, my God. That's like, that crazy. Was, yeah, dude. That was crazy. When that game first came out, that was the game changer. It was wild.
Man.
You lose, you know, marriages were destroyed from that fucking game.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. Like WoW Classic, you have to grind in that game. That is a long grinding game.
Yeah, I hate it. When the custom servers came out, the toxic WoW, I was completely glad to throw $70 at that shit and then immediately get a Phoenix and all the fucking things. I was like, yes! And you just run around and you're like, I don't have to fucking kill kobolds for 17 hours. I can just play the game.
Yeah.
But as far as old school, like old games, my absolute favorite arcade game is Galaga.
Nice.
I love Galaga. It makes me very angry that Matt Mays is better than me at Galaga. But I fucking love Galaga. And then console game is Castlevania 3.
Okay.
The tunes. Love the tunes, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What's your favorite arcade game?
Ooh.
1942.
Okay.
There you go. Top-down airplane game.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I've always enjoyed that one.
Yeah. That's cool.
What about you?
I like my classic Pac-Man.
Pac-Man's good.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. That fucking giant Pac-Man when we were in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
It sucks. It was like $5 to play it, but it literally took up a wall, and you're just like staring. It was so hard to play.
Ever.
When it's that fucking big, it's so hard to play. But it was super cool.
Because
it was like 2 in the morning, and we're just proper hammered.
You're like, fuck.
That was cool.
Yeah. Could you imagine Miss Pac-Man on that thing? You know how she moves faster.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, fuck. That'd be fun. But Galaga is a good one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that. Oh, man, that's fun. We went to a place. It's underneath a brewery in Minnesota.
God,
it's under Blackstack Brewery. But I can't remember the name of this arcade. But basically, you pay, I think it's like $20, and they have this tap thing where you pay by the ounce, you know? So you can, like, try a whole bunch of different beers and just pay per ounce.
Was it
and
you
stuff
pour
like that.
Your
That's
own
interesting.
Thing?
Yeah,
you
yeah, you go
your,
up
I've
to the
I've seen
draft.
Those
yeah.
where, like, it's a whole wall of beer, and you just,
you
walk
you
up, it's kind of like a fucking yogurt Yeti, but for beer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, so they have a lot of those in Minnesota.
That's
one is
awesome.
A Beehive, but this one is really cool because you go down, you just tap your card, you know, and pays by the ounce, and then you just pay what the balance is on the card. But you pay $20 to get in this place. They have a whole bunch of old arcade games, and it's just free. You just walk up and play it.
Free play.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
Pay the cover charge and you have free play.
Yeah.
Those, I like those. Yeah. That's fun.
And especially with the beer and everything. And I think we stayed there for like 9 hours one day, and we came out and it was dark, and we went, well, shit. We have a baseball game in 30 minutes we got to get to, and it's like an hour away, so why don't we start heading there, you know?
Yeah, see, there you go. There's some open spots in Old Town Saginaw. You could do a barcade.
Yeah,
that would be interesting. Out there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That'd be wild.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't have a lot of those self-pour beer things in Michigan, so it's not a bad thing.
You know, well, it's probably because, you know, there'd be too many of us just sitting underneath it like Barney.
Doesn't matter. You got to pay for it. You know?
Yeah.
Pay by the ounce.
Yeah.
Cleanup would be a bitch, but...
Right?
Oh, that's cool.
Hey, while you're up, I'd have a beer.
All right, I'll get you a beer. Shit, why not?
Well, what do you think? Is it about that time?
I think it is. I'm excited to hear some funny beer stories.
Da-dang, dang, dang, da-dang.
Last call for alcohol.
Oh.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. Drink up, drink up, drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
Yeah,
for
yeah, no, I get it. I was pissed because the fucking keg, you guys killed the keg on me this weekend. Yeah, last call, man. It was Sunday, and we brought the TV back out for the fucking, anyway, yeah, so we had Smeagfest this weekend, but it was 3-day bash, and Sunday, we brought the TV back out to watch the Lions. We were watching from the pool and shit. And I went to go get a beer, and it just... And I was like, these motherfuckers. Because I tapped out.
I don't remember
out.
Killing a keg, though.
Yeah, I tapped out early Saturday night, and you guys, I'll let you tell that portion, but it was fantastic. we probably had 60, 70 people show up.
Yep.
I thought there was going to be more, but we had a great turnout. We had a three-day bash, man. Friday, got everything set up, got the kegerator going, got all the games out, and just hanging out waiting, and then a bunch of people showed up probably 5:30, 6 o'clock. We got the fire going, the music going. Dude, we smashed pizza. I forgot that. You showed up with like 7 or 8 pizzas.
Eight pizzas on Friday night. Yeah.
Fucking went ham on that shit. Pizzas. Oh,
that
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we got that. Good. And we're sitting around the fire. We made some s'mores and stuff and just jamming out. And then everybody peaced out on me at like 11:30 midnight.
Oh, on Friday.
Yeah, on Friday. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, I'm wide ass awake. So I ended up hanging out by myself by the fire, just jamming tunes till 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I finally went to bed and I just passed out in the chair in the recliner upstairs.
Didn't even make it to the bed.
Just passed out in the recliner watching Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
And yeah, because Colin was asleep on the couch and he got up at like 5:30 to go pee. And he was like, because he told me the next morning, he's like, why was Rick and Morty just playing on the TV? I was like, because I thought that's what I wanted to go to sleep to.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
But then, a little shout out to him. A little Rick Sanchez.
Yeah. And then Saturday is when it started.
Yeah.
Because I went to bed at 3:30 and this asshole woke me up at 8.
Yep.
And then
7:30 to be exact.
Yeah. Yeah. Really. Because he's like, oh, we got to fucking be back here at 9. We got to set this shit up. We got to do that. And I was just like, oh, my God, I need food.
Yeah.
Like, I need coffee and food.
Yep.
So he dropped us back off at home. We shit-shaved, showered, grabbed a few things, came on back. We set up the speakers outside, brought the TV outside onto the deck, and then had the U of M. Yeah. We had the U of M game playing, and then the MSU game back-to-back. Grilled up a bunch of hot dogs. Everybody brought food. There was so much food. Fucking Swedish meatballs went hard.
Yep.
They were so good.
Caleb
here. Yeah. Got a shout out to Gary and Judy Asel. Yep. Those beans were badass.
Baked beans.
Yep. Derek brought the
queso
chicken,
and buffalo
queso
dip.
And buffalo dip. Yeah. I couldn't have any of the buffalo dip.
No, you couldn't. But the queso, absolutely. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, there's so much good food.
Fucking took a hot dog and put queso over it. Oh, my. I was in love. I was hammered, but I was in love.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we
best
had
time to eat food.
We had a
genuine glass tender kegerator. They borrowed it from work. They just have them, and you can just take them if you want to. I was like, hell yeah! So we brought the kegerator out, and Ideal gave us a half barrel, and then we had one on reserve. Because again, we thought there were going to be more people, but we only ended up going through one. But it was super cool because we had the gate open for the first time. That's the first time that gate's ever really been open.
Right.
People were parking up in the grass, and then we had the golf cart.
Like
we were ferrying them out. We'd go out, drive out there, load their coolers or tents or whatever they had, and then fucking bring them on back.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
Made them walk, but we took all their shit.
Yeah.
I figured out like the second time I went out there and I filled it up, and I was just like, all right, so you guys up there and took off with their shit. I was like, yeah. I was like, maybe we need like an attachment to know, like a trailer on it or something.
Yeah.
But it was pretty funny.
Dude, it was badass. It was had a few people from work come out. That was a lot of cool. We had Andy, who was on last week's episode.
Andy Doors,
he came out, and Sarah, the pickleball girls, came out.
Yeah.
It was good fucking time. The band played.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw all those photos up on the website, but they fucking killed it. I was surprised that there was enough room for the band there on the deck. I was kind of worried originally when we were talking about it, but
we had good
yeah.
I mean, we played at White's Bar before too, so
yeah,
I mean
that's
a really
tiny,
small stage, you know, you barely fit on it.
Stage.
So you know, we can fit anywhere. It's just comfortable.
We had
to
the banners. We had a Smeagfest banner and the Chapter 4 banner underneath, and those lights.
Yeah.
You got to take that bar light and use that.
Okay,
more. I busted out my laser lights and the bar light that I used to do from DJ, and I haven't turned them on in like 9 or 10 years. And it was cool because they danced all over the trees in the back and everything.
Nice.
And the band kicks up and they start playing, and everybody's sitting around the deck and out back. And after each song, the fucking trailer park started cheering. There were a few people out there, like, it was a blast. But band gets done, and what were you doing throughout the day? Because I was hustling around, I was taking care of certain things, and how was your Saturday?
I mean, I was, you know, making sure people are right. And I was coming down here. We had a UFC night afterwards, you know. A bunch of the guys and ladies came down here, and we were watching UFC that my boss picked up for us. And so we were down here doing that, and I was running around shit, grabbing more beer,
yeah,
probably.
Shout out to Caleb, man. Yeah. That dude, he made the meatballs and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Meatballs, mini weenies.
He's a good guy. Real good guy.
Yeah,
him
real
and
cool,
Derek, man. Yeah.
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 Yep. Him and Derek both. But, yeah, after, I know I was in the hot tub, in the pool, because I got kicked out of the hot tub. And as I got out of the hot tub, fell straight back into it. so then I got back out, and then we were playing beer darts. And beer darts didn't happen until, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I tapped out at this point. I stayed awake for the UFC fight we were watching down here. And then that was, like, 1:30, 2 o'clock. I went outside, and there were, like, 10 people crammed into the six-person hot tub.
Yeah.
and I was like, okay, all right, well, I'm going to fuck off and go to sleep now. Yeah. But these assholes were loud as shit till 6 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't really do a lot of sleeping.
But
yeah, so what happened after I passed out?
Well, I'm going to tell you all the way up till I forgot. Okay. So I remember, so Caleb, the guy who brought the meatballs and everything like that, he doesn't drink. So for beer darts, everyone, you know, has a beer, and I bought him some Diet Dew. So he had a Diet Dew out there, right? So he's not drunk, and I'm hammered. And he throws a dart, and it hits my other boss, Derek's, beer. And I get all excited because I'm like, fuck yeah, make that fucker drink. And I go up, and I give him a high five. And his high five was so damn strong that I turned around and just fucking ate grass. I don't know if my body just told me not to, but the only thing that hit my face hit the ground first, like not my hands.
Oh, Jesus.
And I like got back up, and he was like, you just ate grass from a high five? And he goes, the power. I was like, what? Oh, man, it was crazy. That's the last bit of shit I remember. Beer darts is crazy because you drink. I mean, you can get up to like 7-8 beers in 30 minutes if people just keep on hitting your beer with a dart, because as soon as they do, you got to either drink it down till it stops coming out, or you got to kill it if it's the second puncture. And yeah, that game got me just right. And I remember falling asleep by the fire, and then
I ended
up in my trailer.
I heard Raj and Randy came out.
Yeah, they came out with jarts. You know, the lawn darts?
Okay.
Yeah, so normally you play with a real dart, and Raj is like, yep, this is mine, and threw it straight through my can. I'm like, shit. So like before I even got ready to play, I had to delete a beer. I was like, fuck. It was funny, though. They were throwing those around, and yeah, it seems like a dangerous game, but I promise no one got poked. Luckily, I do remember looking down, and there was a dart like by my shoe, and I was like, didn't even flinch, bitch.
Dennis
like,
did hit Colin in the leg, but he had jeans on,
so it
didn't stab him.
Yeah. That's right. I did forget
about
that. Are those
metal-tipped or plastic?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, metal.
Oh, really?
Well, it's got to go through a beer can.
Because the rule is, if it does get lodged in your shin, you got to wait until somebody can take a photo before you can pull it out.
Yeah, that's true. We have
pictures
to have
pictures or didn't have.
Yep.
Exactly. You can't just be like, I got stabbed, and it's like, but did you? Because, like, normally if a guy's got, like, a knife mark, you're like, all right, let me see it. Like, bullshit. So someone's like, I got stabbed by a dart, and they're like, bet. And you're like, picture's here, bitch. Like, I swear to God, it was sticking out of my leg.
Right?
Yeah. With a smile and a thumbs up, and then you're like, all right, fuck. No, but, yeah, that's my beer story, so that was fun.
That was fun. I mean, you guys, that was it. You remember beer darts.
And then after that, we just went to bed.
Was that the only time you fell down?
No. Nope, I have a total of 3 spills Saturday.
Geez. Yeah, no wonder you're sore.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, my ass hurts, my back hurts.
And your fingers tore up.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I think that happened from playing.
From playing drums.
Yeah, because I got, you know, blister, and then these tips hurt, and I think I hit a rim shot, and it just, I have yet to get feeling back, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, I tore my fucking knuckle off Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you did by playing pool, too.
Playing pool, there's like this edge on the pool. And when I don't pay attention, because I do it like once a month because I'm fucking stupid. So I go through, but I follow through. And then when I do that, I just, and then that edge just shears the top of my knuckle off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun because I held it. And then Dennis is like, you okay? I was like, nope. If I let go, it's going to start shooting blood. And he's like, what did you hit? I said, the pool table. He's like, no. So I let it go, and it started streaming down. He went, huh? So I grabbed it again, went and watched it. And fucking,
you need safety gloves. For
Yeah, really. Yeah. I need fucking cut gloves.
You're the only one who's ever cut their finger off.
I know,
that.
And I do it literally all the time.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
You always find it.
But Raj hooked me up, got me. Well, Libby did first. Mm-hmm. She put some Band-Aids, and Raj was like, no, let me get you good Band-Aids. And they got me this fucking wrap thing.
Yeah.
And then I came back down, and my fingers all fucking wrapped and stinted. And I was like, all right. So then I grabbed the pool stick with the other two fingers and kept playing. Yes. Dennis is like, you're a champ. I still beat him. So.
That's awesome. Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. So, do you have a last call story?
Oh,
it looks
yeah.
like you do.
Sorry, I know we've been.
Yeah.
No, it's good. So we go to the Renaissance Festival twice a year, my wife and I. So we do one weekend where we take the kids, mm-hmm. and so you know everybody gets dressed up. I throw a kilt on and get some turkey legs. And
nice.
Kids have a fun time, and then we go a second time and we do the pub crawl.
Nice.
So if you've never done the pub crawl at the Renaissance Festival. It's a hilarious curated experience. It's awesome. It's definitely worth the price.
Do they only do that like one specific weekend or one night? Or
they do it at, I think it's noon, 2 and 4 o'clock. So
and all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Every single day that it's open, they do that.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Because
I haven't been there since 2008. Hmm. That was the last time, and I don't think they had that then. They just had turkey legs and beer and jousting.
Yeah.
It was still fun, but I've heard it's gotten way better.
Yeah, it's kind of commercialized. They've really grown a lot. They charge for parking now, and the amount of people that come there, it's insane compared to what it used to be.
Oh, okay,
that's good though. You know, get it growing.
This year was a bit calm for me. 2 years ago, we did a work pub crawl, and
ooh,
so we had this giant group of all these people from 1UP, and I pre-gamed, and then I pre-gamed some more, and then. And then we did the pub crawl, and you do, I think it's 5 bars in like an hour.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah. And then so we got some follow-up drinks, and I was feeling real good by this point. So we're sitting around by the jousting, and like, man, I could really go for a cigar. And somebody pulls out a vape, and I do, you know, one of these.
Oh,
like,
no. Oh, no.
Nobody said anything. They give me this vape.
Oh, no.
I take a big drag of it. That was weird. It didn't taste like anything. Did I hit this wrong? And so I take another big drag of it. And yeah, it turns out that was not a nicotine.
Ah, yikes.
So I haven't smoked since I was probably 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got super messed up. The rest of that night was not good from what I remember, and I don't remember most of it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot do the crossfade like that. I am bleh, projectile vomiting.
Yeah. Yeah, the one time I did that was, yep, nope.
Yeah.
Damn
I
it, Chrissy.
To beer.
Chrissy
I
and her titty beer. Weed.
So I stick to beer.
Yeah, yeah, beer and I have a good relationship.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That's funny, though. Yeah. That's Yeah, the Renfest, man. I worked with a guy at Best Buy that, like, that was his thing. Like, he would like live there every September, every year. Him and his wife would go all the time, and he was And it's been hella long since I've been there. I would love to go back, but that's
look
not
into that next year.
Yeah, Tiffany doesn't really do the medieval stuff, so I'm gonna have to find friends. Maybe I'll hitch a ride.
Yeah, you'll take along with us.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh,
that sounds fun.
Man.
This was a good time.
This was great. Yep. Thank you so much for coming on. Absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here. Go ahead. I know we've talked about it the whole time, but formally plug 1UP Games.
Yeah, so 1UP Games and Repairs. We've got 2 locations in Bay City and Saginaw. We sell video games, board games, Warhammer, and different accessories like that. We do events, we do esports and board game and Warhammer tabletop events. Our Saginaw location, we do pinball tournaments every Thursday at 6
Ooh,
o'clock.
That's nice. Fun.
And we even do house calls for any kind of IT or pinball, arcade, computer related repairs like that as well.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. If you have an old arcade machine or jukebox machine or anything, man, Justin's the one to call. 1UP Games, Saginaw and Bay City.
Heck yeah.
Thanks to Ideal Party Store. Thank you to the 989 Network. You can find all the media companion, the photos and everything from the Smeek Fest will be on 989.network. And as Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Yeah, cheers, boys.
Cheers. Cheers.
Thank you. Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.
Hey, pal. Yeah, use. Yeah, I see you looking at that Sports Illustrated for a little bit more than the swimsuits. If you do really like sports, I highly suggest checking out Crossfaded Sports on the 989 Network. These boys are out there spitting all the facts about all the sports. So if you like sports and anything beyond that, and you like drinking and a little bit of that thing, then yeah, I highly suggest Crossfaded Sports on the 989 Network.